Hello, family and friends, and welcome to the Emmanuel Pearlgate Daily Devotional for today. We pray that your spirit will be fed, so you will be able to go through the day with Jesus on your mind and the power of the Holy Spirit in your heart. Feel free to visit us at www.epbcsf.com to learn more about us and to virtually worship with us through our virtual video library. Enjoy today's devotional.
Week 32, Monday. Today's topic, we are persuaded. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Did you know that more than 300 Christians will die for their faith this month? And more than 700 Christians will suffer imprisonment, assault, abduction, or something worse? Paul's admonition to the Christians in Rome was written in the face of growing persecution and suffering with no immediate end in sight. He wanted them to remember that nothing would separate them from God's love or circumvent their relationship with Jesus Christ. When you face adversity in life, remember, you're not alone. Give thanks to God that He won't let anything come between you and His wonderful love. For a Christian to become separated from the love of God is impossible. Every Christian has been spiritually placed in Christ. Therefore, God's love for them is unending. God cares for you more than you know. His love for you is both unconditional and unending. Although you may face hardships, sorrows, sickness, and even persecution for your faith, nothing can come between you and God's love. Thank Him and determine to love Him with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength. Remember, God loved you first, and He proved it by dying for you on the cross. Father, help me never to take your love for granted. It is in the mighty and the matchless name of my loving Savior, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in with us on today. We pray that you enjoy today's devotional and that it will be a blessing on your life. These devotionals are broadcast Monday through Saturday, so remember to tune in for our next devotional. For information, you can contact us at www.epbcsf.com. May God bless you and continue to keep you. Until next time, be blessed.